Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Burnside. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal takes first base on ball four. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beal. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Schilling applying the tag. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Harrell reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. Harrell moves to third. Runnels moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrell tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. There goes Green trying to get to second. Woodling throws the ball into Bright, who relays the ball to Veal, who tags Green for the out. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright juggles the ball. That's an error on Bright. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chet Boak pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell bunts towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal moves to second. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Gabler now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Woodling hits a line drive towards short. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gabler. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabler moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hardy bunts towards third. Bright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hardy moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal throws to second for one, and O'Connell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hardy scores. Jensen scores. Harrell moves to second. One out. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Gabler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive towards third. Harrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim King now catching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for John Gabler. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Veel takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from King and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Conley takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by King for a passed ball. Runnels moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Long scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.